So we're holding here we did the Kuris Batena Aros in the first pshat, and the difference between these beams and the little slats that are on top. Dova Acha, Kuris Batena Aros in Kirish, Mipneisha Afa Senra Nana Kola Mishkin Shuchibo Vizibu Kola Lomis, Mipneisha Ishu Lashnate Verm. All of the issues are based on Keras Abayas. Lyrics the Litzbeis Halichas Beisa at Dvar Mechechem Labayas. So, in the Kesh of issues, there's really two inyanim. There's the Inyan Pnimi, which is the Tzina, which is the Chibur and Kesh of Guf. And then there's the Chitzonius, where the woman is the Keras Abayas, and really the house stands on her. So when he says "lekarasi l'ishti ishti alabesi," there's a certain element of tznius that he didn't want to call her ishti al shem the ishus, but rather al shem the bias.
Is this in general? Is this like what does that mean? This is in general. It's not. Is it a little unsneezed to be referring to a person as my wife, as opposed to?
No, it's interesting. It, you know, by us not. But I had a my chavrusa was the Slonimer Rebbe's son-in-law, the Saul Kapalovich. And he would say, "Bei mir in Stub," by me in the house. That was the way he spoke about his wife. He never said the word wife, ever. I don't know if it's a close to Kislaram Anoga, close to Kechsidish Anoga, his particular, I don't know, but he would always say, Bei mir in Stub this, Bei mir in Stub this. So there is, you know, these are things that depending on the context. Now, if everybody says my wife, it means my wife, that's that. But there was a certain Chassidus that we have like Harasi.
This point, I actually had I guess a Latsanish Dika Machlaikis with a friend of mine, because there was I think the RCCS in Lakewood put around a poster, and they refused to, you know, for an event that they were having, and they had references to a certain patient that they have. And it seems like it was a woman who had breast cancer.
Right.
So they wouldn't put breast cancer, they put chest cancer.
Yeah.
So my friend was saying, like, you know, all these, you know, frummies, well, you know, what is the world coming to? It's disease. It's not. Is he right that it's, you know, extreme for the sake of, you know, nourishment, or is it, you know, is this Gemara Mukar that, you know, such certain things should not be said, even however little.
It's a hard call, because there's a word from the Chazon Ish. A famous Vart, they had some sort of kennis of tznius, and he said, "Wegen tznius darf mit tznius dich reden." In other words, anything that calls attention, you call something chest cancer, and everybody knows it's breast cancer, and you make it, you know, it's that itself also creates. I don't know. There's a balance between things that are said. In, you know, sneistic, you don't talk about these things, and things that are, it's just the shinu sheboy is ma'or gichuch. I don't know, you know, it's hard to say. I obviously come from a different world in this sense. I, you know, it's hard for me to understand that. I mean, once it's breast cancer, that's all there is to it. But, you know, my friend told me that Rabbisa Gruchensky, the Avraham Gruchensky's son, he said there was once a pig walking down the street, And so Jews would not call a pig a chaza. That was a coarse word. That was a dirty word. You called it a dover acher. That's my thing. He at home wasn't even, he said a not nice word is walking down the street. That's what he called a nikashena vault. A lot of these things very much depends on the context. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, I personally feel that if they would teach in Yanim, you know, if they would teach it very matter-of-factly and straightforwardly, probably be much better than if they dance around it in Yanim of Kedusha, in Yanim of this, if a boy would know, understand. You know, it's like a lot of these things, the context, Lamarshall, a doctor can see undressed female patients all day, but by him, it's patients. It's patients, it's medical issues. There's a certain sterility to it that it's the context is not meant to be ma'orotayva, and halach is, if he's also b'mnoso, it's not ma'orotayva. On the other hand, if a person it puts it in the context of pornography, then it's ma'orotayva. So if a lot of times by making the whole thing out of it, you sort of feed the problem. If you don't sit down and say, this is a person, these are a person's drives, this is what the Torah said is not good, this is how a person keeps away, this is how a person struggles with this, how a person manages with it. If they'd be more, I believe, matter of fact, straightforward, but it's hard. In a group setting, it's very hard because when you have little young teenage kids, you'll just get a lot of teetering and laughing, and you spoil it. You have to be mature enough. You also get parents who are very, you know, I spoke with, there's a woman in Queens, actually, Adir, Tali Adir. She deals a lot with the with abuse problems in the Hasidic world. And especially, you know, her brother, sister stuff. She's an amazing woman. She's a very, very level-headed person. And so I spent some time with her, interviewed her. And she pointed to two things that are problematic in the social world. And again, she's a very positive person. She doesn't talk about bad, but she says two things. First of all, if children would understand more about themselves, especially girls who are terribly innocent, it'd be help them a lot. They would understand dynamics and where not to get into trouble and so on. You know, they're just so naive and so clueless that they don't realize what's happening and so on. Two, and she says, another thing she felt, there's not enough touch, not enough warm touch, parents and children. So a child looks for it somewhere else. That's good. But the first part is about being more explicit and understanding it. My personality is like that. But it's hard, the big system. When you talk to kids and you talk to big olam, it's not posh that you could talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it says, so he spoke about, so he says that, so the pasuk discusses the different elements, and he says, v'zeh hevdol atzmai bin ha-mishkan lebat ha-mikdashas. She be-mishkan ha-yigilu ha-ishus, she dveikim tamid ha-kadosh baruch hu, v'chanikar arsenu she-mokam ha-chibor. In the Mishkan, there was an incredible amount of gilui of the keshen and of the dveikus. So all it was basically was like a tent where we're sleeping in. In other words, it's mitzias. There was no kvias of a bias. It was just a place to stay. V'zev datzim in the Mishkan, Mishkan gilui ishus shay dveikim tamid ha-kadosh baruch hu. What greeted a person in a Beis HaMikdash was the Bayis Shabbai. So just like the difference, you know, when you see a tent, you just see a place for people to sleep in. When you see a house, you see a mitzvah of a house. So in the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni expressed itself in this nekuda over here of the base mikdashes, kihule ikar bias. Kilei hoya gilu ha'ishus. I have an aura about this, which is very interesting. You know, we tend to think that the reason why this is necessary, why tznius is mandated, is because it's something that's not nice. You know, the zivugim is comes with the chet. No, that's sort of the nekuda that we think. In the Mishkan, it's obviously not shaykh. I mean, there's no shaykh to that. No shaykh to that in any sense of word. You know, so the vart is that chibur and divuk of a certain darga, the etzem is shaykh to world of tznius. The kesha pnimi, a kesha pnimi is pnimi. And when you spill it out to the outside, you are destroying the kesha pnimi. In other words, the kesha pnimi is something which is a davash abitzina. And things that are abitzina stay and they last. Let's give a mashal. Imagine, you know, let's take like little kids. So you have a very close friend, you have a best friend, fine. It is for a child who is not a big chacham, he goes around and tells everybody about his kesha with this person, with this other boy, and what they talked about and what they said is that. It's schlepping it out to the open itself destroys that kesha. A kesha that is very panimistic is something that's by definition tsunua. So it's more than just because it's not so nice and so on and so forth. I think in Isnagir by Isrishin, you know, versus Mishkan, there's something there that it's the right thing is for it to be tsunua. If I can give a marshal to it, the Yanim of Said and Taira. So the Mishnah says it's supposed to be learned, you know, it's only the same as Maven. You know, there's Hadraga and Maisa Merkava. You can only learn one at a time. And this is something that you only learn Zashiprakim and so on. There are a lot of reasons for it. And those reasons are, you know, reasons why there might be Kilkulim. Something bad will come out with it. The person misunderstand. The person won't get it. Those are all true. But I was thinking once that mitzav de etzem mohus of this type of limud, when you're talking about the pnimistic kesha, you know that provides for a person Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's be etzem shaykh each person Kadosh Baruch Hu. The most I can do for a person is I can be ma'ir it, and I can, you know, but the etzem pnimistic kesha is between the two.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this fits very well with the. Shtickel Terah, Rebbe said once on Shavuos, and I gather on Ban and his Hakdama too, I think, Parshas Bamidbar. I think it was Bamidbar, in saying how Maamad Har Sinai was similar to the Mishkan.
It's at the end of Shmois. I believe it's the end of Shmois that or it's either beginning or end of Shmois, it could be Akdam to Shmois, where he's they took over the Sinai, they kept the Sinai in the Mishkan, but it was Tsunua, it was inside the Kadesh Kadashim, it was Nechman the Kadesh Kadashim.
So it says that it's compared to one is compared to the other by how they prepared for it. And his question was, how do you describe something with negatives?
Right.
And the marshal was in the hippie movement of the girl who told her boyfriend,
she loves
I love you, I love everyone.
Right.
So it's not much, you know, similar art.
Correct. So, but Al-Kapan, you know, there's something there very, there is Rav Soloveitchik in his Ish Halacha. So it's a fascinating work because what he's trying to do is, he himself is a philosopher, Rav Soloveitchik. That was it. And the family that it comes from was not philosophers, and they were not shaykh to the world of regesh. They don't shaykh to any, but yet he needed to give it some sort of regesh or some sort of philosophy. The Welt says it's the philosophy of the people who don't have one. That's what Ish Halacha is. He speaks about what makes bris tick. So he writes very beautifully, very moving, very poetic. But he says that people thought his father had no regish. He said, it's not true. Nobody loves his children more than his father did. But he said he pictured a scene. When he left his father to go to Berlin and his father had to say goodbye. So, you know, in those days, they didn't think they would see each other for a long time. They didn't. And his father said, "Shalom, shalom, you know, like you tell." And there was a person standing there that was kind of shocked at the. So, you know, Soloveitchik writes that this person thought that my father has no regish whatsoever, and it's not true. He said, "Adarabba, my father believed that a person's regish is his kodesh kedushim, and to allow a zar into it is a chilul of that kodesh kedushim." So that's the al kapanim. The chiluk now. So the difference in mishkan and mikdash is this difference. What is in mikdash rishon and mikdash sheni? Aval chiluk shabeis mikdash rishon sheni hu sharishon doimel lekoyres shikar bayis. Aval sheni and doimel rehitim she mesachim efes heim dakim. So the rehitim are the tiles. They're the ones who actually mesachich, but they are but they're very thin. They don't have much substance themselves. So I assume that the nimshal is the bayis rishon provided the yesodis. When they built bayis sheni, they were on a much lower dag. Obviously, it was a much lower dag, much lower. It wasn't Shlomo Melech, it wasn't David. The point was they were building on the yesodos of bayis rishon. So bayis rishon provided the yesodis. Bayis sheni, you know, was something which maybe, you know, bayis sheni was something which happened to be the bayis at the time, but what it rested on were the pillars and columns of the first one. Bezeh kares batena razin retena broisim. Bezeh mashamru lo tikruuni oid ba'ali. Pirush loshen ba'ala bayis, ala ishi, shu ishus gola lakarl kashu dvukim tom lakadosh baruch hu, kamei sha'oma. So I don't know, here he's saying that Ke'ilu, I think he means Lasid Lovo, it will once again become something which is just issues. Take a look in number 838 in his Hagos. There's a third line. Vayin baderes al yo brachos based off gimma hevdul bin bali ishusu ki ishus nema maisi ishus kenu shayin lakar lishta ishta kin beisa shdala shmei guna bal nema shadu nehot mashin and baila chen om avoy bimu tikra ishla tikra it baili ki chafiva svaava tekes hakashpoch yabai mu kolu kol kach bishrol ad she yokaloi yikaloi shem ishi kama shnema im tzach vachutz ashok and so on. So he says that lasid lovoi, so over there he contrasts much more the bailus versus issues, not basi. But here he says, I said, love it. Now, what I said before, and this piece also, I do have a ha'ara, and let me tell you what the ha'ara is. It says that Benayahu was, the Gemara Babas was Mitzayan Mar, so he went around and he mapped out the caves, he came to the Maris Machpelah, and he saw that Avram was embracing Sarah. And he sort of excuses himself. He walked outside, you know, not to disturb them. So he said, stay. In this world, there's no Yitzhara, so it's not Meguna. So I'm not sure if the Pshat is just embracing. I'm not sure how it plays out with this point. But Al-Kopanim, Lassid Love does say that the Ishus will be Kalu Lakoil. If I say that if the whole world is a matzav v'mola oretz deya kamayim liyam echasim, then if everything is in dveikus, then there is no makram to do it behesta b'tzina. First of all, Lamashal, it says the nochash, the reason why he intervened was because he was mekana. So whenever you have a matzah that some people have that yachas, some don't have that yachas. But let's take a simple example. Let's say I'm with a very close friend, and then I'm with a friend. If I'm especially mechaved my very close friend, there's some sort of pegiah, something that arouses some kinna, some issue with the other person. So that's something which I think is lost in love, where that won't be. So male, there's no need. The whole world will be, so to speak, in embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Chal Yisrael at least. Maybe that's why there's not a need for tzinah. I'm trying to understand a little bit, because, you know, the tzinah is bad today, but Lassid Love does say it'll be called Ishti. And the question is, what is it about it? Is it the Shleimus of the Priya? Is it everybody? I don't know what the Nakuda here is, why it becomes something which is okay. My only assure is, if the whole world is like that, then there's no issue with it.
And when we say La Asad Lavi, we mean Limes HaMashiach, or we mean Elam HaBa? Because if it's Elam HaBa, then everything changes.
So all of Limes HaMashiach is a Chanef Elam HaBa. It's something which, Olam Haba is the state of the world b'tikuna. Mashiach is the world being brought l'tikuna. So it belongs, these hanhagas belong to hanhagas of Lasid Lavi. They may, Mashiach starts the process, there may be some Giluim with B'Shas Mashiach, I don't know, L'maisa. But any B'chlal, anytime you speak about Mashiach, you're talking about something which is a process leading up to something that,
Because Rabbi brought in the Sidei HaTorah, the Rambam, one of the past parashiyos, that says that Yimas HaMashiach are not going to be any different.
Well, it won't be different mitzar teva nateva, but the Rambam does say that the purpose for Yimas HaMashiach is so that when we say Gein Chachma, and we get to a keem of Mol Aretz, Deya Kamayim Liyam Mechasim. So there's a process of that. The world is changing in a way that everything is becoming, Molei Das, Molei Deya. So there's obviously going to be, it's both. It's obviously not going to be complete B'mos HaMashiach. When it's complete, that is Lasid Lavo. And that's one end of it. The other end of it is it's going to start, because it's a process of changing the world. I mean, the Rambam makes that point specifically. The Rambam says the tachlis of Mashiach and the tachlis of the whole tkufa is to bring this about. Okay. Pasuk tasayin. Hinach yofa doidi af noyim. Oimeres sh'ata yofa v'noyim ki yesh shtei mailas bodam. So this is the Yisaydeh Yisaydeh in all the time. When the Torah speaks about Yifei Toar, Yifei Mare, the Torah sees it as a compliment. The Torah sees it as something tov. It's not nothing. The Torah always points it out. Points out by Sarimena, points out by Rochli Mena, points it out by Yosef Atzadik, points out by David. And all Shashim is Yafa. The side of it is, wherever you have, imagine the following. Imagine somebody doesn't have much to say, but he puts a lot of effort into his public speaking. So he's putting on a production, and he booms, his voice booms, and his voice goes down, and he does a lot of stuff. So somebody who's listening says, it's garbage, it's just show, nothing more than show, and so on. And that we understand is nothing. On the other hand, a person who has a lot to say, a lot of teichen, very deep, ish emes, but he has a hard time articulating it, and it's not clear, it's not pleasantly said, and so on. So that's a chisorin. There's a vartan biskarov. I heard this from Sir Goldwyn. He said, "Dvash v'cholav tachas l'shaynich." So he says, it goes in Divrei Torah. Im arivim heim advarim kedvash amram. If they're as sweet as honey, say them. Im lav kofshim tachas l'shaynich. And if not, keep it under your tongue. So he asked, the rabbi asked me, manavshach, if what you're saying is not emes, so what do I care if it's a raven kedvash? If it's emes, so what do I care if it's not a raven kedvash? So the Rav said, it certainly is talking about dvarim that are emes. There's no point in anything else. But it is kvoida shel Torah not to say anything that is not nice. But some of you say things that they don't present themselves well, but not the kvoida shel Torah. Something similar to that would be a kohen. He could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. If he's a bal mum, he can't be oivet. Even though mum is only chitzonius, but mitzad the shleimus is when you have a teichin in a kli. That's how Kashrav made the bria should be shalit. So noyim without so yoifi. Without noyim is bad. That's shekachem evla yoifi and so on. But the other way around is not good either. When you just have when you have something that is noyim, but it's not yof, it's not klula miles. It's not kadosh baruch. We say yof v'noyim. That's one. The gam arsenu shehu makom achibur prusa meruvachas. So, in the same way that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mokom HaChibur also contains in itself both milas, that it's good, and it also is very comfortable. It's Rochav Moed. V'inyam. K'may Shekosav Doidi Tzach V'odom. V'tzolayim Meshut Tov L'tzadikim Zot Tzach V'odom Shavshalom Shalom K'folom V'zom Maile G'dayla. Ki af be odam eni margish, the ein loy midas kas klal in a mailer ki yadua. So now he's going off on a whole new tangent, and he's going to explain the musig of what it is the yafa. It's really I don't know why it's not broken up into a into another. In the Kuda, he said before that Noyim is libo teiber haval midoisav. So yafe would mean that he's exact and precise, a sort of midas hadin of sorts. And Noyim is so just like the mashal. Let's take it. There are some people that the pshat is. They're very easygoing people, don't care. Everything's wishy-washy. So, you know, they're easy people, but you don't feel, you feel something's missing. You get people that are very stark and steif and stolz, but brittle, very, very hard to, you know, to get along. That's not a Milo. You get a person who, forget, he has, there's a person there, he can be pushed around, but Midach Gisa, he extends himself and he's lifting Moshe's Adin. That's my love. So he's talking here, he's going to talk about the two midas of Tzach V'Adayim, which goes into the Yof V'Noyim. If I can give a tzushtal to it, it says that a person has in himself the Adayim and the Lovan. So the Lovan comes from his father, the bones, and the Adoim, the flesh, the blood, comes from the mother. The pshat in that is, if a human body was just a skeleton without flesh, it would be highly unappetizing to hug something which is like steel. I mean, it's just skeleton bone is variable. On the other hand, if a person would just have flesh, he'd be shapeless. He'd be like a blob. he would be a blob, not like a blob, and no tsura, nothing to it. The beauty of a person lies in the mizuk. On the one hand, I see a person with a tsura, you know, there's a the bones give tsura. On the other hand, there's a softness, there's give, there's, you know, there's warmth. Those are the two nekudas. And this is when we speak, we'll see next time, Metz Hashem. Those are the two Inyanim he speaks about, which he later speaks about Sach Vadim. And he explains over here how it fits. He's weaving it into how it's both of these things happen in Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash is a place where a person's in Skaper and so on. I mean, those are the clues that he talks about over here.
Okay. If I could just ask one question outside of what we're learning more in current events, which we spoke at, I don't know, last week or 2 weeks ago. My brother had asked me, you know, it was his other, he asked me to, you know, see what Rebbe thought on what's going on in the world now. You know, I know when I was in 11th grade, Rabbi Brassman in Yeshiva Far Rockaway, every time something happened, he would go shrying that it's Ikvus of the Mashiach, you see Yad Hashem, you know, Yidden were saved. You know, he was very, very animated when it came to these things. And I was in 11th grade and, you know, would roll my eyes and, okay, fine. You know, nothing against him, but, you know, that's where I was. Now, you know, I'm not that old, but, you know, what's going on in the world today, to me, seems unique. I'm not that old, but it's definitely, you know, I don't know if it's 30 years, 50 years, 100 years, you know, things that are just going on in Eretz Yisrael between all the Arab countries and
right.
Specifically the Palestinians. You know, my brother's taina was that there are times throughout history where we say that Kol Yisrael had opportunities that Mashiach was Samish Atat, and he was wondering that it's curious that the Gedolim and Rosh Yeshiva don't put emphasis that if we're living in such a unique time where things that are going on, you see this conflict and not a single yid has been even injured thus far. Now, usually there's 3 casualties on the yid inside, or 6 or 10 or whatever it is. And now there's none and historic things going on. Is it something where we should say things are happening and people should, you know, shaken their avodah, their yishamayim, their tefillah, their binadam alachim, their binadam alachaber, because we may have an opportunity for Mashiach that could slip through our fingers.
Right.
Is that an avodah, first of all? I mean, I can't see that anything wrong with that avodah, but why wouldn't people
preach? I'll tell you, there is, you know, Chabad, when the Rebbe was alive, used to pump with, it's fascinating, there's a letter of the Friedrich Rebbe, where lashes out very angrily. I just want to say something. That's okay. Where lashes out very angrily against, there was an Asifa Rabbanim during the beginning of World War II. He was in America already. And Yom Tshuva and so on for the matzav in Europe. They didn't know exactly what was happening with this. And then with that Gurus Rabbani called, and the previous Baba Trevor got very angry, and he said, it's terrible, nobody cares, and that you should have told them that Mashiach is on the way, and that's what's happening, and that's what is going on, and so on and so forth. But they've been playing Mashiach for 50 years, for 60 years, and you can just pump just so much adrenaline without it just becoming cashed out. It's also, I have a natural hesitation. People need to build slowly and surely. Things that happen with big, you know, huge sudden changes like crash diets are never effective, and slow change is usually effective. I'd like to see more of an emphasis, and that's why I'm always wary. Yes, you do need things to trigger, but slow changes of what's important to us and what's central to us and where our head is, you know, I'm worried more about that. And I don't know, and those things by nature, these big, huge hysteresis, don't talk to me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm, if there'd be some sort of you know, in yeshivas, if you train things with train people with great hisiris, and so once in a while, it's a good thing. You sort of jumpstart the car, but you can't do a car. You can't run a car by jumpstarting. That can't be the mahalacha.
Right.
People, you know, it's everything that the biggest thing they can run bigger than that. There's to be a slow change where people become more and more into ruchnis. We become, I don't know. Those are my things. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything that an individual, even without pushing a message, that people should look at what's going on? I mean, does Rebbe find it as unique and siyata d'shmaya and like something, you know, that something is cooking or not b'chlal not?
I'll give you a mashal. You know, when a pathologist takes out, you know, they'll take out the cells, they'll find some precancerous cells. So there's no hechreach it'll turn into cancer, Hashem, but when a person does get cancer, they say, this is where it came from. There's so many pieces now that are volatile pieces that binyom and bin laila can move. It's frightening. I mean, Trump is a meshugana. What's his name? Jung is a meshugana. Iran is meshugoyim. Netanyahu's life, political life, is hanging on by a thread. It's like things can become so rapidly changed that you kind of, and you wonder what's being set up over here. I think I was told you my emotional messiah is when Sadat came to Eretz Yisrael in 1977. People don't understand it's like Assad would decide to come down. Sadat had fought 4 years before, had almost destroyed Israel, and he announced that he's going for to speak peace. And they were convey a date. And half of Eretz Yisrael was saying, wow, finally we're getting peace, and Shalom is not. And half of Eretz Yisrael was saying, it's a trap. He's bringing a plane loaded with explosives and going to explode it and kill everybody. Reb Chaim Shalevitz walked in the middle of Seder to Yeshiva. I think it was the day they're supposed to come, the night. It was to come at night. He walked in there. And he said, nobody knows what's going to be. But it's a time that needs a lot of tefillah. And we're going to say a tefillah that Avisha should do, you know, should keep us wealth. But mm-hmm. I have no idea. The most I can say is to me, what's frightening is there's so many pieces being set up that I have no idea what the. It's like somebody who's a great chess player and he's putting a pawn here and a bishop here and a knight there, and he's asking himself, what's going on? Something's on. It is incredible to us. I mean, to me, Trump being elected is, I mean, somebody who's not balanced. Really, literally, somebody who's just not balanced. They were clolim in what a person can do. And so, you know, one president has a better, a little worse, but process is very function. There's no clolim. And I don't know, you know, to me, that's very frightening. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, let's say it again more.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
Monday should be, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Excellent. All right.
Bye.